Covering Christ Ministries. My name is Richard. Today we'll be reading from the book of Job, 14:1 and 11 through 2. Let's open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you put that spirit into my heart, Lord. Lord, just allow me to go ahead and just teach what you need to be taught today, Lord, and just I pray that whatever I say, Lord, will go out and help those that need it, Lord. And, Lord, that it may be nothing that I do or say, Lord, but it's all just through you. Lord, I just know that today is the day of salvation, and, Lord, I just hope that the message will prick someone's heart and get saved. We're reading from the book of Job, 14:1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. As the waters fail from the seas and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. O that thou wouldst hide me in the grave, for thou wouldst keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldst appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to work of thine hands. For now thou numberest my steps, dost thou not watch over my sin. My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up my iniquity. Job 32:6-8. Yet Eliud, the son of Barshiel, the Bezuic, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid, and durst not shadow your mind opinion. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of Almighty giveth them understanding. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Fair weather cometh out of the north, with God as terrible majesty. Today's discussion is on the reality of death. Job ponders the length and quality of life. Not only are days brief, in Job's view, they are also full of trouble. We should recall that Job was wealthy and blessed man most of his life. No doubt Job had experienced many good days, but grief often colors one's perceptions. Job compares life first to a flower. Flowers bring joy due to the radiance and fragrance, but soon their petals are dropping. They lose the color, and they smell like dirt itself. Job also compares human life to a shadow. Is there anything more transitory than that? Shadows appear for a moment, and then they are gone. Job's thoughts on the brevity of life in verses 1 and 2 lead up to his questions in verse 3, which is not in today's text. Paraphrased, that question is something like, Lord, why do you even bother paying attention to creatures like us whose lives are so fleeting? This is part of Job's agony. The Lord has, in Job's view, singled out one of his creatures, a creature with a vanishing short lifespan, to punish. That creature is Job himself. Job's words come from strong emotions. His mood seems to swing a bit in comparing humans to water that evaporates. A singular use of water evaporation also found in Isaiah 19:5. There we see a prediction of Egypt's downfall. Water evaporates, so do people and nations. But what is it that evaporation permanent? A lake may dry up with time that drought ends and the waters may return. By saying that he riseth not till the heavens be no more, Job may be thinking that humans have life again after the heavens undergo some kind of turmoil. After the prediction of disaster of Egypt in Isaiah 19:5, Isaiah predicts restoration of that country. The thoughts of Job and Isaiah on evaporation and restoration are interesting to compare. I thank you for stopping in this week to Recovering Christ Ministries. Feel free to stop by our website, www.recoverinchrist.org, where we have weekly meetings, discuss our burdens and praise reports, and just a good time in the Lord. Also, if you feel that this ministry is a blessing to you, please take the opportunity to go ahead and donate to the podcast. The button is right off to the side. Use the PayPal button, and I'm sure it will be returned back to you. Again, I thank you for stopping by for this week's message, and have a blessed day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.